This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Well, hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of It's a Funny Thing with Celine. I am Celine and I am so happy that you're here with me today. So welcome to the show. If it's the first time that you're tuning in and listening to the podcast, the radio show, I want to extend to you a really warm welcome. The show has been going on for the past, I don't even know, 6-7 years. I know it was not long after I arrived in New Zealand, so that's how I remember. And the producer of the show, Ken Morrison, basically forced me into having a show. You know, I was kind of, you know, wobbling and I didn't really want to do it and I didn't think I had much to say anyway. And here we are 7 years later. And we're almost reaching our 100th episode as well. So I think I might do a little giveaway for that. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, so in the show, we talk about the things that are important to us. We talk about the questions that we have, the things that bother us, the things that we don't really have time to think about in our busy day-to-day lives. And if you've listened to the show before, you know I'm a big advocate for not being busy, for having the time to be present. And that's a good introduction for what we'll be talking about today. So the first message, before we start, I just wanted to say that if you have any questions or if you want me to talk about a certain topic, you're welcome to get in touch with me. My contact information will be on the Radio Hawke's Bay website or on my social media as well. So feel free to get in touch with me and ask your questions. If there's something that you don't have clarity on or you feel confused about or you don't know how to move forward with a certain thing in your life, and basically you need a bit of support, I'm sure that somebody else has the same question that you do. So ask your question and I'll happily answer and give you some guidance on that. Okay, so the first layer of information that I have for you today is that you're not alone. Let's get right into it, right? You're not alone. End of the episode. When I was tuning into what I should be talking about for you today, it was very clear. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. And of course, it's an easy thing to say, right? It's easy for me to say, you're not alone, and, you know, what is it going to do? How is that going to help you? There is a part of us that knows that there is a deeper force at play in the universe, something that we might not feel at every moment, and yet we know it's there. You know, no matter what is going on in your life, no matter, you know, whether you're battling an addiction or you're struggling with a separation in a relationship or you're having trouble at work, in your marriage, in your relationship with yourself, with food, not taking enough time to rest, whether you're battling with unworthiness or, I don't know, digestive issues, if your health is not super good, no matter what is going on in your life, there is a part of you that knows that you are not alone. So I would like you to see if you can tune into this part of yourself for a few minutes or just a few seconds perhaps. So if you're not driving or doing something that's requiring your full attention, you can close your eyes and take a few moments to breathe in and out in your own time. And see if you can dive beneath the layer of stuff that is normally crowding your mind. It may be difficult, it may be easy. There's no right or wrong here. It is just acknowledging what is going on for you right now. And see if you can dive beneath all that stuff. And find that part of you that knows that, but first of all, your life is full of opportunities. That there is so much that you can do in your life. That there is so much that you can be. And beyond that, that there is a loving force out there available for you to play with. And I'm not talking about a God that is outside of you, a God that is controlling your life, a God that is controlling or manipulating what you can or cannot do. Let's go beyond our restricted ideas about the divine and go even deeper into what your heart knows. So if you haven't found that part of you yet, go inside your heart and see what part of me knows that there is more than I know consciously. What part of me knows, just knows, because it knows that there is something out there that my soul resonates with. And it's hard to put this into words, eh? But what part of you knows, because it knows, simply because it knows? And when you have tuned with this part of yourself, you might ask yourself, well, what else does this part of me know? And you might say something like, well, this eternal part of me that is resonating with this eternal aspect of the universe, if you will, knows that life is meant to be easy, knows that I can choose to rest and the universe organizes itself to match my desires. I know that I am meant to have a blissful relationship with my partner. I know that I am meant to be healthy and whole and complete through every second, every moment of my day. I know that life is meant to be blissful. I know that I am meant and can absolutely feel the joy and bliss in every moment, every second of my day. So that would be the truths for me. I would be keen to hear what you think. So you might like to take pen to paper and write down your list. But I want you to tune into that part of you that knows that you're not alone. And perhaps you might, you know, let yourself feel that this part of you, perhaps you might allow that part of you to become bigger and bigger in your consciousness. It might that might take a while, or it might not. But that is the first alignment for us today, that you are not alone. Sorry if you could hear that, it's the cat flap. Max just came in for his breakfast. Okay. So of course it's easy for us to say you're not alone, but what is this going to change in your everyday life? How is this going to impact the way that you live your life? Or how can you accept that knowledge and let it rule your life, or let it guide or direct your life? And of course the next question is, what is actually directing your life now? If it's not love and peace and joy and bliss and abundance and whatever, what is it? Well, the image that I got when I was tuning into this conversation for us today is that you're sort of turning away from the knowledge, you're turning away from the truth. And I saw that most of us were sort of wrapped in this blanket of shadows and murkiness. All these thoughts that are torturing us. And if you don't have a regular practice of meditation, and there's no judgment if you do or if you don't, you might not know how to control your mind, how to be in charge of your mind. You might, you know, feel that, you know, your thoughts are ruling your life, and when they're difficult thoughts, it's really hard to get out of them. You know, you might wake up in the middle of the night and just to go for a wee and then you're awake for an hour because you start to think. And when you start to think, it's really difficult to stop thinking until your body takes over because it's exhausted and just needs to rest. And sometimes not even that, right? You might have sleepless nights wondering and worrying, how you're going to make it work and feeling that you're not worthy and feeling that you're wasting your time and, you know, worrying about something that someone has said to you today, et cetera, et cetera. I know that you've all had that experience. So if we're turning away from the truth, which is that we're all love and all connected and all that fluffy stuff that we all hear about all the time, and that you're not alone, we're not alone, but we're turning away from the truth because we have heavy thoughts that make us feel incapable or unable to feel the truth, then what is the answer? What can we do about this? You know, I'm a very practical person. You know, if I see a problem, I want to have a solution for it. I'm not one to stay in the problem forever and ever and ever. And I truly believe that for every problem, there is a simple solution. And sometimes the simple solution doesn't reveal itself straight away because there is a bit of growing up or maturing that you have to do. But in the right time, the right, perfect, simple, easy, fun, abundant solution presents itself. And again, I'm sure that you've all had that experience before. So I'd like you to think about a time in your life where you were presented with an issue. And it seemed overwhelming, that there was no solution for it. And then perhaps you gave it a bit of time. Instead of jumping into action and stressing about this, you just gave it a bit of time, you reflected on this, and the solution came. Perhaps somebody gave you a book, or you saw a message in the sky if you want to be fancy and woo-woo about this. Or you sat yourself down with your notebook, and the solution was clear as mud. Clear as mud? I don't think that's an expression. Was as clear as, I don't know, the bright blue sky. I thought that clear as mud is a bit of a... It doesn't sound like there's a thing I really wanted to say. And I believe that this is what we're all moving towards. You know, simple, easy solutions that present themselves at the perfect time. And we humans are very good at trying to rush things because we're worried, we're afraid, we're overwhelmed, we feel unworthy, we feel separated, we feel alone. And to try and combat those feelings of unworthiness and lack and separation and hurt and, you know, trauma and drama, we try and rush things because we don't want to face these deeper feelings inside of us. So whenever you're presented with an issue and you don't have a solution for it straight away, it's always good to sit down. And I'm a big advocate for sitting down and letting the distractions fall away, even for just a few minutes, and seeing what's truly happening. So say that you had a big argument with your partner. And it turned into this really ugly thing. And it's really hard to see right from wrong. Who's doing this? Who's doing what? To whom? How? Why? When did it start? Whose fault it is? And you're stuck into this really dark situation, you know, with somebody that you probably live with and you have children with. And what are you going to do? How are you going to make it work? How are you going to solve the situation? It's good to sit down and go beyond what your partner has said to you, what you have said to your partner, what your partner has said to you 2 years ago, and what you have said to your partner 5 years ago. And sit down and think, what do I truly need in this situation? And what does my partner truly need in this situation? What do I want from my partner? What do they want from me? And you will come to see that perhaps what you need from this experience, this challenging experience that you have in your relationship with your partner, what you truly need is not for them to help you with your chores or something, or to do this or that for you, but it is to feel safe, and you want to feel safe. And asking for your partner to make you feel safe is not going to work. You might realize this in your meditation, but how can you make yourself feel safe right now? No matter what your partner might or might not do for you. And that's the solution, right? I mean, obviously this is just a theoretical example. It's going to be different for everyone. But at the core of it, we all need to feel safe and secure and complete and connected and what else? Abundant, loved, respected, cherished, heard, that we belong. Those are our most basic needs. And if you tune into your difficult situation and you go to the core of it, you sort of, you know, go down the rabbit hole if you like, perhaps not the rabbit hole, but if you go down to the core of the issue, you will see that it always comes down to a very simple thing, a simple need that is not being met. Now, everything is an illusion. The way that you perceive a situation, it's an illusion. You might see a situation in a million different ways, but you choose to see that situation in a very particular way because of your experiences, because of your childhood, because of, you know, your mother's experiences, your father's experiences, because of your grandfather's experiences. It goes, you know, you might think that you're in control of your life, but there is a lot of things that come into play and you're not aware of all of them. Because your brain is trying to spare you. Your consciousness is trying to spare you from all of the information that is making up your reality. And unless you're conscious of these things, you cannot change them. Now, these things reveal themselves layer by layer by layer. So say that you've uncovered that you don't feel safe in the relationship. Oh, amazing. That's an amazing layer of information to discover. This is going to help you to heal in so many different ways, but there will always be a different layer of information. Okay, so why do you feel unsafe? Oh, it might be because, you know, your mother did not feel that she could give you love as a baby, or you were separated from your mother at birth, you know, placed in a separate room where she could not hold you for the first few hours or even a few days. Perhaps you feel unsafe because you might realize that all the women in your family have felt unsafe for generations and generations and generations. And they feel unsafe because they weren't heard. And you as a woman, or the consciousness of woman in this world, has not feel heard or safe in a very long time. And so it's actually a feeling that is foreign to you, but now that you know, you can change it. And so part of the journey is to avoid rushing into trying to heal the thing as fast as possible. It is to stop and see what is there and let it be what it is today. Now, this is not to say that, you know, you should wallow in your misery for the rest of your life. You know, there is a difference between being a victim and, you know, sitting in acceptance with who you are right now. You know, the victim believes that everything is against them. And it's a very pervasive mindset, I think, in today's society. I certainly have had to battle with it for a long, long time in different ways. It always seems to come down to this. I feel like a victim in my life. So annoying. So to be a victim is to be powerless, but to be in acceptance is to be aware of what is going on and letting the feeling or the emotion, the belief system be what it is now without being attached to it, without being overwhelmed or immersed into it. Acceptance is not powerlessness. It is acknowledging what is going on and knowing that there is something better out there for you. So there is no rushing, and yet we want the transformation. But how can we achieve the transformation if we feel powerless, if we feel like victims? And this is the last part of today's message for you. And I should better hurry up because I only have 4 minutes to share with you this third part of the message.
Before the producer of the show cuts me off.
The third part of the message is that we get stuck in patterns that go on for decades, for generations, in individuals, communities, families, countries, even continents, planets even. Why not? And ultimately, you have to understand that this pattern is going on because on some level you want it. You want the pattern. It is useful to you in one way or another. And to break the pattern, sometimes it's as easy as saying, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of being the victim. I've had enough of feeling powerless in my life. I've had enough of feeling unheard in my relationship with my significant other. I've had enough of the way I nourish myself, because I know I'm not getting the nutrients I need from the food that I eat, and this is causing a lot of problems for my health because I am not nourishing myself. I've had enough of wasting my time doing chores when everybody else around me is valuing their time and doing their hobbies and doing things that are important to them and moving forward in their lives. I've had enough of doing the washing. Ultimately, it's about making a stand. About, you know, being in this superhero position where you decide that you have had enough. You don't know how you're going to change this, but somehow this has to change. And it's like drawing a line or in sand or perhaps in concrete. It's about taking position. And this is why, you know, people talk about claiming their power. This is what it is. I've had enough, and this has to change. So what have you had enough of in your life? What pattern has been going on for way too long? I'd love to hear what you realize, what you come up with, what you become conscious and aware of. So this is it for today. I'll see you again in the next episode. I'm sending you a lot and a lot and a lot of love. Bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.